Fleury-Mérogis, to the south of Paris, is the biggest prison in Europe. It's not easy to get in.
La prison, c'était milieu fermé.
Mohamed Bouanam Koubou goes twice a week. Prison is a closed environment, he says. He's an imam who's been leading prayer sessions there since 2006. After passing through security checkpoints, he stops in the office to say hello to the staff on duty. Then he heads to his mailbox.
Et je prends la liste des détenus musulmans.
He gets a list of the Muslim prisoners who signed up to worship on that day.
Je monte.
He goes up to a multi-purpose room.
J'installais les tapis.
He set up carpets. The prison was built for 2,800 people, but there are currently over 4,000 there, the vast majority of whom are Muslim. He's only able to see 23 of them at a time. Bouanam Koubou started studying the Quran at age 4 in his native Comoros. He came to France in 1960, but didn't study to become an imam until after he retired in 2001.
Je voulais être un peu actif.
I was looking to stay active in my retirement, he said, and I wanted to help people. Wearing a suit jacket and jeans, a skull cap on his head, today he's in a cafe in Ivry-sur-Seine where he lives. He's ready to go to the hospital. He spends several hours a week there. On Wednesday and Friday afternoons, he goes to the prison. All of this as a volunteer. He gets reimbursed for travel, but not much more. He leads prayers for the younger detainees, those 35 years old or younger. Until a few years ago, he didn't even think about the issue of radical Islam.
Ça a été soulevé au moment où il y avait l'affaire Mera.
It came up during the Mera affair, he says. That was in 2012. Mohamed Mera killed 3 soldiers and 4 people at a Jewish school near Toulouse. Mera is believed to have turned to Salafism, a radical form of Islam, while serving short prison terms for robbery and driving offenses. Bouanam Koubou says even today he has little, if any, contact with prisoners attracted to radical Islam.
C'est pas marqué sur le front.
It's not written on their faces, he says. It's not written that he's a radical.
Les radicaux, ils vont pas me dire, mais l'imam.
The radicals don't come to me, the imam.
Ils se retirent.
They withdraw.
Quand ils voient que je suis modéré, que je...
When they see that I'm a moderate, that I'm teaching French Islam, they don't come to my prayer sessions, he says. And he can't force them.
On peut pas les imposer.
He can't impose prayer, but he'd like to for certain people identified by guards.
Vous avez des idées. Noir.
Those with dark ideas must come to prayers. He's quick to point out that those dark ideas don't all come from inside the prison.
Souvent, ça se radicalise à l'extérieur.
Often they're radicalized outside, once they leave, he says. If ex-convicts are not supported, if they can't find work, a place to live, a supportive community, they're very susceptible.
Ce sont des personnes très fragiles.
They're very fragile, he says, and can be taken in.
Il y a des imams, des caves.
Taken in by what he calls basement imams.
Il est récupéré par certains individus.
Certain individuals who prey on them and brainwash them, he says. Bouanam Koubou is also very firm on the need for early religious education. He says many Muslim children have never learned the Quran, so when they're confronted with radical versions of Islam, they have nothing to refer back to. That's why he started a weekly Quranic school for children in Ivry-sur-Seine.
Prévention.
He calls it prevention. He says Muslim prison chaplains are just part of the solution. Adding 60 more across France is not nearly enough. If there were enough chaplains, maybe we could ease the problem a bit, he says. But you can't expect a miracle. If you want a long-term solution, you need to provide the resources for people before, during, and after prison. Sarah Elzis, RFI in Ivry-sur-Seine, south of Paris.